This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 76 wealthy nations are now committed to joining a global COVID-19 vaccine allocation plan co-led by the World Health Organization that aims to help buy and fairly distribute the shots. Joe Davies reports.
76 wealthy nations have signed up to the World Health Organization's plan to help buy and fairly distribute any future coronavirus vaccine. Japan, Germany, and Norway are reportedly among them. That's according to the Gavi Vaccines Alliance, the public-private partnership that is co-leading the initiative with the WHO. Its chief executive, Seth Barclay, told Reuters that it's in talks with China about that country also joining. The plan is called COVAX and is designed to discourage national governments from hoarding vaccines and to focus first on vaccinating the most high-risk people in every country. Its backers say it should lead to lower vaccine costs for everyone and a swifter end to the pandemic. Financing comes out of national budgets, and 92 poorer nations are contributing voluntary donations. Participating wealthy countries are also free to procure vaccines through bilateral deals and other plans. The United States has said this week that it won't join COVAX due to the Trump administration's objection to the involvement of the World Health Organization. It's also said the U.S. won't be paying some of the $80 million it owes the World Health Organization as it plans to leave the agency next year. Instead, it'll direct the money to help pay Washington's UN membership bill in New York.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. And more than 867,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. There are more than 26.2 million confirmed infections. Meanwhile, Indiana University at Bloomington on Thursday urged students living in fraternity and sorority homes to move out, citing an alarming rate of positive COVID-19 tests that marked the latest outbreak in the U.S. Midwest and at a college campus. This is VOA News. New Zealand's prime minister says the current coronavirus restrictions will remain in place until at least mid-September as a precautionary measure. Authorities had earlier lifted a lockdown in Auckland following an outbreak there that began last month, but they continue to limit gathering sizes across the country and mandate that people wear masks on public transport. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Friday that a cautious approach is the best long-term strategy to get the economy open and freedoms back faster in the long term. New Zealand reported 5 new cases on Friday, 2 among returning travelers already in quarantine, 3 connected to the Auckland outbreak. The Kremlin is rejecting accusations that Russia had been responsible for poisoning an opposition politician, Alexei Navalny, and said it saw no grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow over that case. The Kremlin on Thursday rejected accusations that Russia was responsible for the poisoning of opposition politician Alexei Navalny, and it said it had no grounds for sanctions. It was speaking a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent in an attempt to murder him. Navalny, who was 44, is an outspoken opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has specialized in high-impact investigations into official corruption. He collapsed on a domestic Russian flight after drinking a cup of tea that his ally said was poisoned and was airlifted to Germany last week. A Kremlin spokesman said Moscow rejected any suggestion Russia was behind the attack on Navalny and warned other countries against jumping to hasty conclusions. Merkel has said Germany would consult its NATO allies about how to respond to the poisoning. U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday honed the law and order message he intends to wield against his Democratic rival Joe Biden, with 2 months to go until Election Day, stepping up attacks as the campaign believes are resonating with battleground state voters. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania, the president told supporters to vote early to make sure their vote counts and be ready to vote in person.
You sign it and send it in, and then you have to follow it. And if on Election Day or early voting that is not tabulated and counted, you go vote. And then if for some reason after that, it shouldn't take that long, it comes in, they're not going to be able to tabulate it because you will have voted. But you have to make sure your vote counts, because the only way they're going to beat us is by doing that kind of stuff. I'm trying to be nice.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden told residents of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that recent turmoil following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man, could help Americans confront centuries of systemic racism. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.